Nut Nerd, Mark and Toddcast, episode 100. Crossover? I barely knew her.
Living in a scientific age, we need citizens who know enough about science to make intelligent decisions about what they do. We use science to prolong life, to increase security and happiness. But it can also be used for destruction. Are we going to use it constructively? It'll be up to you, and you too.
Welcome to episode 100 of the Mark and Toddcast and the Not Nerd Podcast. I am here. I am Nate Heath. I am with Mr. Dave Baylor, Mr. Todd Workhoven, and Mr. Mark Middleton.
Wow. What a time to be alive. I know I say that a lot, but honestly.
Technology's
here, and we're all together. Well, I'm really happy that you two are joining us today. I don't know if you heard that there is an Elvis tribute act that's coming through town.
No.
So I gave them a call to buy some of the tickets, and there was a automated recording for it instead. I'm cracking myself up just looking at you, Todd. It's no laughing matter, though. When I called the automated voice, it said, "Please press 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3." But that's all. So then about the tickets.
Oh, so good.
100 episodes.
In person.
Isn't it so much more in person?
It is.
It's the gestalt of seeing the delivery, the hand motions, the excitement in the eyes, the twinkle. Well, welcome. Yes, this is super cool. We are with the Not Nerd Podcast, Nate and Dave. We are a much older podcast, but they are a much more consistent podcast, and yes. They are about to lap us on the way to 100. So we thought it would be fun to finally have them in. They let me on their podcast once.
If anything, we are consistent.
That is very true.
That may be the only positive quality.
Set your Apple Watch by the Not Nerd
podcast. If you want a podcast that's consistent, listen to Not Nerd.
Yes. Hey, how's that Not Nerd Podcast?
Consistent.
It's good. Really, good. Yeah. Good.
Really. Yeah. Consistent. It's there every week. It is. Oh, so good.
Yeah, I've been away several times, and we've recorded. We don't stop.
Yeah.
You did a remote from Kansas episode.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and you guys do other podcasts, which we talk about for 100 episodes.
That is true.
You do the Portland at the Movies podcast, which is great, taking movies filmed here and picking them apart and all their greatness.
Yes,
I should really subscribe to that one.
Sorry about that. Or you can be like me and go to the website to directly download all of your podcasts.
Onto my
onto your shuffle. That's what everyone says. Oh, you're the one who visits that on desktop.
Yeah, visits websites.
All right. Our download bandwidth, that costs money, you know, when we get iTunes for free.
Right.
I'm just getting even more in the hole in this podcast.
Awesome. So I heard that Oreos is making a new mystery flavor, and I thought we might order some. So I looked up, Uber Eats has delivery, and they didn't have them. There's also Amazon Prime, and they were out. There's Caviar. There's Grubhub. Yeah. Delivered Dish. All of these have
you could have been making up the last four of those, and I wouldn't have known the difference because I have never heard those in my life.
They are all for real. Everybody has a delivery service, and so you know who does have a new delivery service that will instantly deliver goods like these straight to your door is our friend Brian the Unipiper Kid.
Oh, really?
And so the Unipiper has a delivery service, and so I thought we would order some of the mystery Oreos.
Okay.
And get them delivered right here.
How long is it going to take?
I think it's pretty much as fast as you can order them.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, let's do it.
And he has the added bonus that you know he's arriving because the bagpipes
from 100 miles away. You can hear him leave his house and track him audibly.
And your neighbors know when you're getting the food, so they can stop by.
Neighbors, oh, they're shame eating again. Here comes the unipiper.
Raccoons come out.
So I'm just gonna order them right now.
Yeah, let's from your do it.
There. Yeah.
Call is now being recorded.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brian with Pipes to Go, and I'm calling to confirm the order that you just placed with us.
Yes, we've made the order, and we're waiting for the order. How long until it gets here?
Oh, let's see. According to my pipe map, it says we're about 6 minutes out right now.
6 minutes? That is prompt service.
Yes.
Are there any hazards on the road right now?
Well, I just passed an old lady, so she had a walker, so at least faster than a pedestrian.
Yes, you passed an old lady going the same direction.
Yes. You really aren't anyone these days unless you do have your own delivery service.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has their own delivery service. Obviously, Amazon and Caviar and Grubhub and Delivered Dish. You can order and Uber Eats. You can order anything right now and get it right now.
Right, and the added benefit here is that I turn on the bagpipes when I'm getting close so that you know that your order is coming and you can get ready to meet me at the door.
Awesome.
According to my math, I'm approaching, so I'm going to turn on the bagpipe alarm.
Okay.
Oh, and here he is now.
And how was that?
You brought us our delivery of the mystery Oreo flavor.
Just as you ordered.
Just as we ordered, which I hope is not the same mystery Dorito flavor, because that was beef, I think. So I really, do you remember the Doritos X91s or whatever they were called?
Yeah. Weren't there several versions of that?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
The ones I had were Big Mac flavored.
Really? So,
yeah.
Which is beef.
I guess. I just remember I was on a Southwest flight and they gave us the bag and it just had a big question mark on it. And I was like, no, thank you, Southwest, giving me snacks with a question mark on it.
Limited edition mystery Oreos.
Oh, we can guess the flavor for a chance to win $50,000.
Oh, so they're not even going to tell you once you eat it?
No, that'll be a little less satisfying.
Huh.
Well, I hope you're going to taste them.
Oh, we will taste them
right now on the show. So, thank you.
Very prompt and courteous service.
What's the official title of your service now?
Pipes to Go.
Pipes to Go.
But is that two, like, at like
the
Prince
number
would
two?
Write it?
Oh, wait.
Two go.
What do you think is better, Pipes to Go? I'm still working on this.
I think with the number
Pipes
the...
to Go or Pipes to You?
Pipes to You? Pipes on the Run?
I like Pipes
Runny
to
pipes? Go.
Because it sounds like
Runny
pipes to You is something that you'd shout at someone, like as a get off my lawn thing. Pipes to You!
Only in Portland.
Yeah. So besides your new delivery service, is there anything else going on in Portland?
We're like 2 days from Halloween. This will probably be, so everyone's kind of doing their Halloween stuff. We did, though, last weekend go to the Retro Gaming Convention where Brian has his amazing new sock, but they are amazing and they are definitely worth it. So
you can just go to sockdreams.com and in the search bar type in Unipiper.
Okay.
Sockdreams.com.
There
That's
we
awesome.
Go. So Unipiper socks, which are fantastic.
Which I will also deliver to your door if you want to order them from me.
That's
just
awesome.
Press the Pipes to Go or Pipes to You button.
Download the Pipes to Go app.
And make sure that you order the new pipe key that allows me access directly into your house. And I can come in and we can set up a wake-up service.
Perfect. Oh, Jesus. Could you imagine?
And I will leave the sound of the bagpipes right inside your door.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Perfect. Well, thank you for the delivery, and thank you for helping us celebrate our 100th episode.
All right, yeah, thank you. I've let's see. It looks like I've got a couple more new orders in, so I've got to hit the road.
You're off.
All these other podcasts want to hire the Unipiper to deliver them mystery fast food.
It's the newest trend.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks, Brian the Unipiper. And if anybody wants to hear more about you or learn more about you, then go to unipiper.com or check out your Facebook or Twitter and Instagram and all the other things.
Yep.
Cool.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Piper world yep. Now.
That was an amazing delivery. We have our Oreos, and I am so excited to try this.
I do
run PDX Fast.
I was going to say, yeah, I was going to introduce that for our listeners. Nate also runs he was talking about our extra podcast. His extra passion is PDX fast food, which you review different fast food items from, and usually it's a lot of the newer stuff.
Yeah, the trendier stuff. I'm going to get back to my roots, though, and start doing some interviews, some more long-form fast food.
Yeah, this is your third album where your songs are experimental and 8 minutes long. Yes.
But YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Yes, and it's fun. Yeah, I follow you on Facebook. So, but yeah, it's pretty apt that we have the mystery flavored Oreos, and they're in a white... They look like a seasonal type packaging, but I guess they're not. I'm just
mystery.
This is kind of like those Oreo jelly beans. Those
so there's
Hogwarts.
A competition. You could win $50,000 if
guess
you correctly
the flavor
guess.
And for
are
a
they
going to
tell?
Win.
And you can guess once per day.
Oh, so you can guess multiple times.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to pass these around. I'm going to wait to eat mine here.
I'm gonna skip.
What?
Go to the wide camera.
I know.
So
that one broke. I better take two.
We did talk with Brian about.
They fall apart really well.
Yeah, the ones in the middle
kind
of fall apart.
Actually, I feel it left out now, so I'm going to try one. Give me your broken one.
Or you can at least smell test it.
Smelting.
What are our initial...
Remember zebra stripe bubblegum?
Oh,
fruit stripe gum?
Fruit,
I was just trying to tell somebody. It is not fruit stripe gum.
It's not.
More...
It's a
fruit stripe gum that lasted about 2.5 seconds.
It was the most glorious 2.5 seconds of your gum chewing career.
They gave you extra pieces because it lasted zero.
So this does smell like there's a fruity profile to it. It smells like fruity pebbles to me.
It's the stuff that they give you at the dentist office to clean your teeth.
Strawberry like fluoride or whatever
it
is.
That stuff is the worst. Okay, so are we ready to? Oh, Mark doubled his up there. Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to eat them.
Like a monster.
This makes for great pod right here.
Eating directly into microphones.
Four men eating Oreos.
Of indiscernible flavor.
Without milk.
I'm usually really good at doing
so this
taste.
Doesn't have a... It's sweet as opposed to savory, obviously, being Oreo. And it is fruity. It does taste like...
It tastes like lard to me, honestly. lard with a little flavor in it.
It reminds me exactly...
Oreo flavor.
There's an aftertaste that I'm not... fond of at all.
I think fruity
like
pebbles
a brackish aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely
fruity pebbles.
Yeah, that was my initial guess too, was because it smells exactly like fruity pebbles.
Yeah, because you have Fruit Loops, but those are actually...
Could it be Fruit Loops though?
No, there's I don't think it would be, because that's a Kellogg's brand and these are Nabisco.
Oh boy. Well,
so Nabisco cereal.
See, this is fast. PDX fast foodie goes deep.
Yeah,
this is not.
So let's see cereals from Nabisco.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Bopperoos.
But that wouldn't
fruit wheats.
If they
fruit
owned
what?
I don't wheats. Know that your theory is sound.
But why would they promote? Why would Nabisco?
Well, we're assuming, I guess, that it is. Is there a generic? Like it would just be fruit. It's not like fruity pebbles are like a plant that you pick.
Fruit flavored.
So it seems like it would need to be more specific, obviously, than fruit.
This is why
if
people
I had to
tune
pick,
in right here.
If I had to pick a fruit, it'd be like a very poor strawberry.
It would, it is not a good fruit. I would never eat it again. I am quite upset that I have to taste
strawberry.
My mouth still.
A stale, dried
strawberry.
This
whole experience has been very upsetting.
I am going to keep eating them.
Right. Just pass them over here.
Because they're in front of me. So I don't know. Any guesses? Like if you had to mark this down on the card to send in to win your $50,000, what is your guess? Could it be like a pomegranate? Like, are they doing something like that, you think? Is that what pomegranate tastes like?
I need to get into some straight cream. Get that chocolate out of the way.
I should eat more fruit. Maybe I'd be able to. Maybe all of us have not eaten fruit in so long. We don't know which one it is.
They're still doing fruit? I don't
purple? Know. Is this purple?
I don't know if that's Nabisco.
I actually prefer the taste of the fake banana. From
the banana runt. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Laffy Taffy. Banana Laffy Taffy.
Well, and I don't like watermelon in real life, but I do like watermelon flavored candy because it doesn't taste at all like watermelon.
It's so subtle. It's so hard to.
And there is a weird taste that comes way at the end.
And I don't know that palate. It matches.
we've been asked for please more mouth noises.
I think
by Andre.
Andre.
I think what you're. Tasting.
Andre has been with us since the beginning.
Yes.
He is our old school.
He deserves
third
our
listener.
Mouth noises.
He deserves. Yeah. He deserves our mouth noises. Oh, sorry.
I think the taste you're getting, that aftertaste, is probably the taste of cancer.
Oh, jeez.
So, eating through my esophagus.
Yes.
The tingling tells you it's working.
It tastes good. So
I don't know. Any last thoughts on that PDX fast foodie?
Isolating the cream, I'm almost getting like a little bit of a tangerine.
I was gonna go citrusy. Okay.
There are notes of citrus. Yes. No. I was having my. Brought to you by Lime LaCroix.
It did remind me. If you've ever saw Daphne, is that the plant that has a the little?
Is
that
the plant, girl,
not the lady,
the...
not the Scooby Doo,
the hot one,
the hot one from Scooby Doo? No, it's a little plant. It has a little flowers on it. It has a real strong smell, but it always smelled like yellow Fruit Loops to me. This did taste like the more citrusy, I guess, orange version of Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. Yeah.
So it could be a tangerine. Yeah. I bet you that seems plausible.
Wow.
You'd want a tangerine Oreo?
Like,
that's a whole nother show.
Kumquat. We were. Or something just.
Or, yeah, like dragon fruit or
dragon
something like
fruit
that.
That is so hard to identify. I think they lost.
Well, it is a contest. It's 50
Oreo,
you lose. It's not just going to be like.
They don't even know.
Lime.
We forget.
Can you name this thing we've created?
It's chemical 789 plus chemical this and this ratio.
The lilikoi fruit, or something really obscure.
Something we've never heard of.
We've extracted the flavor of yellow number 5.
You know what? Dragon
from the
fruit.
Color.
That's a good one.
Dragon fruit.
I want to try one of those weird jackfruit things, which is it's a big spiky oval one, and there's something else too that looks really interesting, but probably too much
lilikoi.
I smell a new podcast here, the Fruit Cast.
Fruit Identify.
That seems like a subsidiary of fast food.
Yeah.
I've all been there.
I don't think they serve fruit at fast food places.
Yes. That's anathema.
It's a whole different audience.
The whole thing. All right. Well, now I'm going to play with some of my new sounders here, and I'm going to do a couple. We're going to do a little approximation of the Not Nerd podcast of Mark and I. So we're going to go through some of the many wonderful segments that you can find at notnerd.com when you download that podcast. And we're going to go with a tip of the week, which I think is the... Oh, which
nope,
is
nope.
Started halfway through. Is that the exciting music sting that I love so much for the...
Yeah, that's Dave's pro tip of the week.
Okay, I renamed it. Sorry. Ooh, oh, I love that.
Is.
And like I told everyone, I'm stealing that, so you'll be hearing that.
And I actually have a pro tip if you want me to do one.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Show us how it's
we
done.
Have the, we have your actual pro tip bell, so can somebody ring the...
So here's the pro tip. A couple weeks ago, I talked about how on the iOS keyboard, you could do the left centered, left and right keyboards for one-handed typing.
I wonder what that
typing.
Looked like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you never saw it?
No.
Do you not,
I was too lazy
do
to
not
follow
own
directions.
An iPhone here?
I was listening and driving at the same time, so I did not do that.
So you hold down on the little...
The face emoji.
And look, now I have a left...
Oh, so
keyboard.
Then you can, I see.
And then I could do this, or I can move it over to the right.
Yeah, and well, so for listeners of our show, too, the Not Nerd Podcast is their bread and butter right here.
Yeah.
But it's tips for technology and reviews and news and all that stuff from and you don't need to be like a super nerd to know what you're
helping
talking
you
about.
Tech better. The tech
but
you use all the time.
You are to technology what we are to science.
Yes.
Like there is no entry. There is no barrier to entry for our program.
But that's not actually the real tip.
Oh, that's not even the
there's,
real tip.
There's
that was
more.
Last
there's
week.
More.
It's a brand new one.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
And I actually, this is not going to show up. So you have to imagine.
See how fun that is?
Wow. Let's say you're on an iPhone. This is not on an iPad because they've got the bigger keyboards. And now with iOS 11, they have the keys that have like the numbers you swipe down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Where it's like multiple. Well, the phones are too small to have that. So let's say you're typing something and you want to do a quick number. And you're always like, type. Yeah. Oh, you switch to press
the number.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Well, there's a faster way. Let's say I'm typing my number.
There's got to be a better way.
I can just tap and hold, swipe to the number, and it goes right back to my main keyboard.
Wait a minute. So you held down a little bit on the thing that converts it to numbers.
On the 1, 2, 3 button.
Yeah.
It switches to the number keyboard, and then I can just drag my finger across.
You only need one number.
You only need one number.
It saves you two taps.
Oh.
Right. And it's not just numbers on that other one. There's like the colons and
yeah.
And
so if you needed like a parenthesis or an ampersand or something like that,
you need a colon.
That is great. Or the exclamation point is over there, which I'm always using.
Yeah.
I got it.
Boom. That's my tip.
I like how we're all having separate conversations on both sides of the table. It's our simultaneous podcast experiment. No, that is
so now you know.
Great pro tip.
Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. But you guys had talked about this a little bit earlier, I think, on your podcast. But it kind of jumped out to me again. But I like to take pictures with either my nicer DSLR camera or my iPhone camera. I'm always whipping out and taking pictures of the cat or whatever. And if you press that button in the bottom that has the three circles or whatever, and you can edit your images and do the
lightness and contrast
and stuff like that right on your phone. But
yeah.
Also if you're on a Mac and you have your pictures on your desktop and you just double click them, the default is a program called Preview.
Right.
And Preview has gotten really good with the amount of editing that you can do to pictures that are just like, I always just want to increase the contrast or do something a little different. And if you go to tools, you can go to adjust color, and that brings up one of those whole histograms, and it has the exposure, contrast, highlight, shadow, saturation, all of those slider bars. And there's some different markup features that they just added, I think, I was going to say the last OS, but that one came out like 5 years ago and I just put it on my computer. So the new to me thing, but you can like do the writing on it you can do some pretty decent editing with just those built-in sliders and stuff like that. You don't need to use Photoshop or drag it into anything.
You can rotate the image, crop it.
Yeah. And the only thing it doesn't do that iPhoto does is you can rotate your picture, but you can't like do it. I need to straighten it. And iPhoto has that dial. But iPhoto as well has a really a lot of good image manipulation and color stuff that you can do that you don't need to, like, because you always feel like, oh, I wish my pictures could look like, you know, theirs. They must have these programs, and you can do some pretty interesting and pretty basic stuff with all of those built-in things. So Preview is the default that's on your Mac. So
very cool.
That's a great one. I've becoming more and more of a Trello user. I know that you guys have talked about Trello fairly recently, and the tip that I've got is around Trello. And have you used Butler for Trello yet? It's one of the power-ups.
I don't think I have.
I have not. I've downloaded Trello many times and said I was going to start using it.
I have been invited to Trello by Mark.
But Dave, he's told me the magic of Trello.
Of this group, I would be the Trello
guy. Got it. So,
guy.
So I'm becoming more and more ingrained in the Trello-verse, and I actually was able to hook Nick into it as well, as I would only as we're working through like our shopping list and everything, I would put him only on Trello, and so he had to access it in order to do anything. And now he's got it on his phone and an iPad and everything, and it's great. Butler is an automated service that will do things for you based on other things, and so it's recipes that you build in natural language that will do a host of different things. So every time the word archive shows up in the thing, then do this and forward the thing to that. And so it will also allow you to create a button that is a custom button that runs a routine for you. So that's what I did. So my big frustration with Trello is like, what do you do with a card once you're done? There wasn't like a done. It was, yeah, you can archive it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But that just didn't feel well. Like you have to go into the card and archive it. And it just felt like it wasn't, didn't have closure for me. And so I now have a column, one of the swim lanes or whatever they call them, that is archive. And I drop it into that archive column. And once a day or so, I press the archive button and it goes through all of the cards in that column and archives them for me. And so it's just really simple, very trivial little step, but it just makes the process of archiving the process just really flow with everything else. And so I love Trello, and Butler for Trello is my tip of the week.
Nice. Like it.
Yeah, I have a similar workflow where I have an archive column and they go there, but mm-hmm. I just kind of leave them there. So.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And yeah.
Now I know I can try Butler.
Nice. Butler.
I barely knew her.
It's a lot more dignified when she says it.
Yeah. I barely knew her.
We should give her an accent. Does she have a name? She introduces every single episode you have, which I'm always obsessed with to hear how she reads the show title.
Yes.
Well, I think her official name, she's an Apple voice, and it's Samantha.
Samantha. I was going to say Sandy.
Yeah.
Samantha.
But there are also other voices, and there's some really good. The speech has gotten much better. They're not as robotic as that. And there's some really British type speaking people. So if we ever do, I was thinking when we did our international insensitivity, we should
have you guys do all your
international insensitivity.
Maybe we on that one we should have done a one with an accent.
Yes. Dave fancies himself a professional at accents, and
they're terrible. I got to practice somewhere.
That's right.
Why not on
you
the
have
podcast?
To be brave somewhere. Yeah. You have to get better somewhere.
Have to.
I did have. And I don't know. This is just, I think, a regular pro tip.
I barely. Oh, wait.
What?
Now I'm confused.
And it's funny. The only reason I brought this up is we were talking a little bit beforehand about Alexa and like the different smart homes and listening to you. And like it really does seem like in the last 6 or so months that Mark is having another.
You couldn't hear that at all. Very
so I was, while you were all doing this, I was reading like hints, you know, what people are saying about these. The official hint from Nabisco was that it's their spookiest flavor ever. And so people are surmising that that's related to a candy.
Okay.
And so I was thinking of like, what candy does this taste like?
Oh, right.
But
something lemony.
Right.
Like a,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was not scary to me.
It's not spooky at all.
It is like tasting your mortality.
Yeah.
That's what's scary
it's
about it.
Scary. Flavored death. Yeah. The cancer, you did say
that's
cancer.
That's true. So maybe like, I'm right.
It tastes like cancer.
Submit it. They've got to be getting some. I want to see the full list of submissions they're getting. There's got
to
be some.
I'd love to be the
stuff.
Database administrator on that, that submission process.
Every 90% of 12-year-olds, it's poop.
That's poop.
The, yeah, poop. That's the flavor.
And it's hilarious every time.
Yeah.
But I've noticed more and more how often the things that I just say out loud and don't tell anyone or don't write about will show up in my newsfeed, and trying to figure out, am I just seeing that because, you know, I saw the yellow car and now I'm thinking about yellow cars and seeing all that mm-hmm. stuff. And I think it's been enough times now that it has been like legitimately just too weird. And so I've been meaning to for the last couple of years to put a little Band-Aid over my
oh, here
my
we
thing.
Go.
I know. Over my
Mark Zuckerberg does that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like I'm scrolling through my Facebook and all of a sudden there's an article like two
about
hours
Band-Aids?
After I put it on. Should you be putting a Band-Aid over me? I thought you've got to be kidding me. They saw me put the Band-Aid on. They are telling me not, but it was something that you had commented on.
I had commented on a video saying that's the dumbest thing.
I know.
It's such a false sense of security because
but that's what I need.
Like the audio, that doesn't block the audio.
Yeah, and that doesn't bother me because they can't hear me be naked.
Oh, they can. They can. It's actually worse.
And it's gross.
Because they have to
use
their imagination.
Eating Oreos.
Imagine that bit bigger. But yeah, I thought it was really funny that I put that Band-Aid on there, and right after that popped up on my feed.
Popped
it was
up. Something.
But yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's that we were kind of talking about that before, and it's like
there's going to be a big scandal coming out.
It's like there. What were we talking about right before they came in? And NSA? I was like, they pretend that. Oh, you can give us access to that.
Oh,
voice
there's
or
been
that.
Some stories
or
like
it was,
access
maybe it was the Google
the
phone or something right. like that. Oh, yeah, because we were when we were calling the Unipiper, we used Google Voice or something like
right.
that, and we recorded that conversation. And Mark had to press 4 for it to record our conversation. I was like, for it to let us know that it is
recording
our
the conversation. Absolutely,
but just all of that thing and with the new iPhone X or. The newest facial recognition one. Is that the only choice you have to open a phone is to have that facial recognition?
You can still use a PIN.
You can use a
six-digit PIN.
PIN. Okay.
But there's no longer the Touch ID fingerprint sensor on that one.
And you could just not have
one. I guess. And it just always amazes me like how eager especially you are to like give them all of my me.
Well, Apple's assured the world that the face information, the face tracking information does not leave the device.
Right.
That's what.
That's
but
sure.
I'm just saying. But I mean, and to me, I'm not saying Apple's ever going to do whatever. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting as a society is conditioned to things because I'm an old paranoid man thinking about any of this. Like, this is just the reality that we're living in, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of funny to point out. But like with kids now, like all of that stuff is just going to be built in. Like, well, of course it reads our this and takes our that and has our everyone's listening and all that. It's just, I don't know. Hence the Band-Aid. My little tiny, it's ineffectual middle finger to the
fist.
Man. That's right. Old man yells at cloud.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with it.
There isn't. It popped up as Nate was making that comment. It was funny. I did have a different pick of the week, and I don't know that you guys have a sound for that, do you? Or was that my exciting sound?
It's
time for our picks of the week.
Oh, that's right.
And then we do the reverb echo.
Do the echo. We should get a trash can, like a big metal trash can in here you can shout into.
Picks of the week.
There we go. So I've downloaded, Dave has brought his iPad out here, and I told him to. I downloaded an app called Protonopia, and you guys can look at it too.
Yeah,
and
don't misspell that.
Protonopia.
Speaking of security.
It's called Protanopia.
Okay.
Like that's how you would pronounce that, Protonopia.
Yeah.
Protonopia.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is a web comic, and the thing about it is that it.
I don't know if it'll show up on camera, but.
Oh, it might not. I'll show it around. But it moves with the accelerometer. So the way it is animated will change depending on how you go back and forth or up and down will change the perspective.
3D.
And yeah, and so it's a mini comic that this guy did about the war and like you'll bobble them down. If you even go back and forth that way, it'll change the perspective a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's this really cool, and it's not like the greatest comic ever, but it was kind of a neat look into a way that technology can be used and be like, oh wow, that can be how comics are different on the web than they are just, you know, a scan of the page or a different kind of art style or different whatever. I just thought was a really neat thing. So
very cool.
That was my pick of the week.
That's
like cool.
Do I get to play this again? I'm just gonna play that all the time. I like that.
Something went wrong.
Yeah, well, I did. Did you have anything, Mark?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'm trying to. This is why I don't use notes. It just slows me down. I did have
put it in your Trello.
I put it in my Trello. I remember poor Koopman Ospo when they tried to. This is back at the agency we worked at the turn of the century.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Because I still use my bags over there, but a paper calendar, like a monthly calendar that I write in all my dates and
I got a free one.
Shocking.
You can have it work.
Do you? Yeah, I know. Surprise. I don't know where the calendar is on my phone. But the agency would always get so irritated because I wasn't. And that was pretty early usage of like schedule. But I didn't like how people would just like go in and schedule my time. I'm like, how about come talk to me? Like, we're 10 feet from each other. But then I discovered instant messaging with Mark and was like, oh, this is what it's for. So we just instant message without having to move all day. Yeah.
I really wish the people at my work would get on the instant messaging train. It's always...
Do they send emails?
Well, sometimes they call me and I'm just like, gross.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm rarely at my desk and now I got to listen to a voicemail.
Should we call someone?
Which the one and do the thing. It's just like,
public shaming. Tyler.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I used to have a client that would call me right after emailing me to confirm that I received the email.
Oh, wow. Like, but is this an older person? Or?
Yeah.
She would type in all caps.
Yeah. Right.
Like but I did have a couple things of news since, and I was telling Mark before, or reminding Mark beforehand, to the probably two of the bigger Apple apologists that I know, and you guys are always very excited about your Apple news, and I tried to do a snarky, like, is Apple in trouble, like Google search or whatever? And there, it was really funny because it was all the same article, but from different years. So it was like, oh, yeah. Apple finally does the thing that will be their undoing, 2007. Yeah. Will the iPhone be the end of it? 2010.
The so iPhone killer from Google, totally, the iPhone killer from BlackBerry, the iPhone killer from Facebook.
But that reminded me, like, you guys hardly ever cover Microsoft. So let's catch up with some Microsoft news.
Yes.
So, Microsoft announces that it's going to kill the Kinect, which is the motion control for the Xbox video game system.
Yes.
I was checking the order of my iPhone 10, by the way.
Oh
were you? Yeah, I do have a little story on that one. Yeah.
But yes, please.
But the
continue.
Kinect will be, which is the little motion sensing and the voice sensing thing that came with the Xbox One that was supposed to be the killer app for getting that, is no longer going to be manufactured. And so just because most games didn't even support it, it didn't really have a point. Yeah. They did have this fun game where it would transform you into a dragon, you can kick down some blocks, but that was about it. But that was another thing where it's like, I'm deeply uncomfortable with a camera that
in your living room, especially
in my living room with a microphone on,
like a laptop camera that's rarely open, it's not there,
and that's control, you point it at a wall maybe. Yes. but and still some of the kids that I watch have it like hooked up to their Halo, so they, you know, can do group games or whatever, and they'll be like, you know, Xbox, record that. And I'm like, Xbox has been recording that like forever. So, but yeah, again, they're just accustomed to that thing recording everything that they say and do. And, but anyway, so
I've got an Xbox 360 and a friend of mine, well, Tyler, when he got rid of his system, gave me the Kinect because you could get literally like $5 from it at GameStop. So he gave it to me and I think he got it free from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And we use it a couple times, but it sits there connected in front of my TV, just never doing anything.
Yeah. Well,
and when the Xbox One came out, there was one built in, and then they had a version that came without it built in, and that was like the most popular one because the Kinect was actually taking some of the computation cycles
and slowing
it down.
Oh.
So that there's various reasons I think they're getting rid of this thing.
Do you remember when it was racist for a long time because it couldn't pick up the light difference between black people and the background or whatever. So it's like, you are a non-existent person, says Microsoft.
Yeah.
I remember that being like the first news out of the gate with that.
Well, and most people that are doing an Xbox or a PlayStation, they're pretty serious gamers.
Yeah.
So it's more of
it's
like
a gimmick.
They just want to play Call of Duty and be able to kill people as quickly as possible. They're not trying to put on a costume and dance around and do karaoke or whatever it is.
What's the one that came out this week? The one where you kill Nazis and somehow that's a... If you guys have been following game news at all, Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein 2 is out.
Yeah, I saw someone playing that yesterday. The graphics look really cool, but...
Yeah, the neo-Nazis were complaining that...
Nobody was complaining that there was Nazis being killed in the game.
Yes,
like they were waiting
exactly.
for the outcry or something.
Yeah,
like
where's
that.
The outcry?
Which is a good time to remind you that the Not Nerd Podcast is the most non-partisan tech podcast on the internet.
That's right.
We try to leave the politics at home.
That's
why we're here to get into them now.
I guess you just listen back and then you drop in. So will you drop in? Will we have just heard the presidential theme behind the...
Maybe I was kind of humming it, but I'll drop it in under the...
Because for a while, I just wanted to say, like, pro tip and holistic cost and all the words. And so, we have the live one here. But I find an interesting article from Time, which has the 15 most influential websites of all time.
Ooh.
So I thought I would see what
nerd,
you guys is
not nerd.com.
Not nerd.com, of course.
Markandtoddcast.com.
Dot TV or whatever.
Dot
it couldn't get dot com.
Dot
biz.
Dot
CC. Which is the saddest one, I think. So what are some of your guesses? We have the top 15 most influential websites of all time. This is according to Time magazine.
Hmm.
So what are your stabs at number one?
Well, does Facebook count?
I believe I should have written this down so I don't have to scroll back and forth.
We should have had the list.
Just, I could have seen. I could have printed this
he's
out.
Just going by memory. I think that was number.
I have it on this website in front of me, and now it's
going
too long.
Going through the clickbait screens. There's an ad.
I do not see.
You've got to update your Flash player.
We'll talk about how to block ads later, but
most influential websites, man.
You know, who wrote the story?
This is from Time Magazine. Who wrote it?
So Time Magazine.
Yeah, Time.com.
So Alex Fitzpatrick, Lisa Edicio, and Mark. They didn't say who they're from. It just says their names.
Well, number one's going to be Google.
Let me scroll back down.
Where are we going from bottom up?
Well, we did, but then I was looking for Facebook. Yes, number one is Google.
Thank you.
That is the number one most influential website.
Think about it. Everyone
it
goes
shifted.
There.
And
all the time.
You know,
it's
you,
a verb.
If
we
you remember, yeah, you remember when you first discovered Google and
what did
the
you guys
experience.
Use? What did you guys use before Google?
AltaVista.
Really? AltaVista.
AltaVista.
Yeah. Yahoo sometimes. Yahoo. Yeah.
Web crawler. No.
I had a program on my computer called Matahari, which would go, you would do a search and it would go to all the different search engines. And then it would spend about 10 minutes compiling everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and then it'd bring it back and like sort and you'd find, you know. And,
wow.
What a
and
dime
then Google
saver.
Happened, right? And then Google happened like, oh, that's
how it should
works.
Be done.
So it seems like a daft question, but like what is it that made Google
well,
like,
it was,
so much better
I mean,
than everyone else?
Yahoo's got to be pretty high on the list, even though they're... Well,
but it
ruined them. But.
And it isn't just, I mean, they are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like provably say that they are better with their search results.
Yeah.
Or is it like a Coke Pepsi thing where like,
no.
I'm going to use Bing whether or not.
Well, a lot of it before Google, it was all directory based. So it was, I'm Yahoo. You're going to come make sure that you are listed in our directory. And then when I go to podcasts section, it's going to have Not Nerd, Mark, and Toddcast. Right. Whereas Google just wanted everything. Their goal was to
that these spider bots
the
that would go through and pull all the information off all the websites.
So I believe that like AltaVista wasn't directory based; it was search based, but it had arguably the same data that Google had. Google contextualized and said this data is more accurate for what you're asking because other people have asked the same question and chosen this one as the source because it tracked it ranked things by relevancy of other references to it, which was the revolutionary switch that said, oh, everybody's talking about this company, then that company is probably the most relevant information for the ask about that company.
Yeah.
Whereas AltaVista would just go, how many keywords line up? And so you could spam the hell out of it. And then you'd end up with searching through six pages of results to find something that wasn't spam.
Yeah.
So they introduced relevance and context into the search.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Facebook was number four, by the way.
Okay.
Now that I've written,
I know another one
that's
going to be up high. AOL.
Yep. AOL is not on our list.
What?
Interesting.
It's kind of a weird blend though, because you have like services versus like CNN is a news site which
has
been influential.
There are no, I mean, all of them we've heard of, obviously.
Amazon has shifted the
Amazon
world.
Is number two.
Okay.
So Google number one, Amazon number two.
Okay.
Nice. Which I imagine will continue to be the trend for our lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah. Reddit.
Reddit is number 14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like historical? Like
It just says
Dig
most...
at the time was super relevant.
I know, but it's
shifted,
not there anymore.
But it's not there. It's not what it used to be. But
at one time, it was.
I love Dig until they sold or changed or whatever. It fell apart.
It was terrible.
So Dig is not on the list.
Okay.
But a solid guess, I think.
Nabisco.
Nabisco.
The Oreo
MysteryOreos.com. This is all viral marketing for, wait a minute.
I don't know. I mean, it's easy to guess the big tech giants like Microsoft and Apple, but they're not influential
the
websites.
The website wasn't.
Right.
Oh, what about Zombocom.com?
You may have just answered. Sorry. My eyes just got like all here.
As Todd literally just put a paper post-it note that on his laptop screen.
Relying on my technology got us nowhere. I had to write it on a list.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to
ZomboCom. For almost the history. Do you know what this is, Mark?
No.
Welcome.
So for the history,
the best website ever.
The history of this podcast, I have been trying to think of this website because I think of a joke for it every now, like the best website in the world or whatever, and I could never remember the name of it until just you said that right now.
ZomboCom.
So this is my number one.
Yourself.
And it just
welcome.
It's just
ZomboCom.
ZomboCom is kind of a loading screen, and it just kind of goes.
Seen
it's
that. Okay.
It's been around ZomboCom. Since like the late 90s, I think. It's
and
been
the guy,
around.
The guy will keep going and be like, you can do anything at ZomboCom. The infinite is possible. And he just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is not actually on the list. But that really scratched a mental itch that every... And I'm glad everyone got to see what I was like when a mental itch of mine is scratched because it was very exciting.
Your eyes got really wide.
I know. I have not been that excited in a long time. So we have, number one, Google. Number two, Amazon. Number 14, Reddit. 4, Facebook. So we've got a couple other... big ones that you guys
bigger
and I'll give you
Facebook.
I'll give you Yahoo
MySpace?
Too because Yahoo is number 7 they put on there so okay. I'll get rid of the other search engine.
MySpace
is not on there.
What?
See,
that, how can
that
not
shifted
be on there?
The world to social media and, and
Twitter.
Friendster
is not on there. Friendster.
Oh well,
LinkedIn.
Second Life.
That's a good documentary. If you've ever watched the Second Life documentary,
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
I tried to get on there once. I always, when it was coming out, I never had computers powerful enough to run it.
Oh. Okay.
And so when I finally got in, it was just like real slow, and then nobody was there because I was like 5 years too late.
It took five years to load.
What is this thing?
All right. Well, I'll go through the rest of these here. So number one was Google. Number two was Amazon. Number three, Wikipedia.
Of course.
Wikipedia, who finally, like I feel like only a year ago, fixed their terrible, terrible search engine where if you were like one letter off, it couldn't figure out what you were trying to talk about.
Yes.
Took them forever to figure that out. So number four, Facebook.
eBay?
eBay is number 9.
Craigslist?
Craigslist is number 6. Ah,
okay, I'd fill in a couple more.
Yeah, you're thinking some good ones.
Yeah, YouTube is number 5, of course.
I've heard of that.
I should just say,
what websites do I go to every day?
Exactly. 8, this might be controversial, but I agree with it. 8 is the Drudge Report.
I was going to, yeah.
Oh.
Which I
What's
still,
the controversy?
No comment.
Well, I would say as far as influential and still being influential, but I believe it still really is.
It was a change maker as far as an independent news site.
And it still is, I would say, sets the tone in Washington D.C. probably more than anything else because everybody reads TMZ or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at Drudge and how it's phrased and what stories. I mean, he's a master at like finding stories that aren't related, putting them together, and all of a sudden there's an epidemic or like my favorite. Yeah. Me and my brother always joke when there's a sign because when something big happens, he'll put the siren up like something's happening and use a siren thing. Or he'll always call something a hellstorm. Hellstorm headed this way. And
I forgot.
House
even
of
existed.
Filth is another favorite when there's somebody that lives with a lot of animals that are like caught with 27 dead animals or whatever. It's always House of Filth is always his headline for that. So the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check the Drudge Report because it's like, is the world burning down? That will tell me. Then I can find out about it because he'll link to other sites.
You could just look out the window.
That's what Reddit does for me.
Yeah, totally.
And the website's so terrible.
It is. It has not changed since
along
the late
90s. Along with Craigslist. That's what got me thinking of those.
Yeah, totally. Awful. So 9, eBay. 10 is something I haven't heard before. I think it's an old info.cern.ch. which it is created by the father of the web, Tim Berners-Lee, in 1989 at the CERN Research Center. So it must be
the beginning of the internet.
Yeah. So they threw that one out there. Number 11, The Pirate Bay. Number 12, WikiLeaks.
I don't even know about Pirate Bay.
I know. What's Pirate Bay?
What is that? WikiLeaks, honestly, I don't think I've ever gone to that.
I've never visited there. I can see why that would be, as a website, I guess that's kind of a reach. Maybe as influence in the
information
real world.
Information source,
Americans don't care about information, so we don't care about that. Number 13, Pandora. Number 14.
I don't really think Pandora is a website.
Right.
So, but I guess it was.
Early internet sites like the mp3.com kicked off, I say, reading this just whole cloth from them, which is probably just a marketing thing. I launched in 2000. Oh, wow. It's been around for a while. Blah, blah, blah. So, I guess that was
so that was about the same time as like Napster. So that was the legal
streaming
version of pirated music.
Yep. There was no putting MP3s back in the box. Remember the glory days of Napster?
Oh, yes.
Just a wire. And, like, you had to get LimeWire, and it gave your computer, like, AIDS when you opened it. And then you never knew what you were getting, or, like, everything was mislabeled. Just a wild west.
You had to search
files
for every song on an album to, like, try to put the album together. Yeah.
But I remember that, like, typing something in, and you just seeing every, like, all the remixes of the one song that you put in, all this stuff from. It was just... That was one of the...
And we worked at an agency that had a T1 line, and so you could actually see the download bar move versus what we had at home.
Yeah.
And where you would start downloading before you went to bed and wake up in the morning.
On your free AOL hours.
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah.
I had one more. That was 15 on that list. Okay. 15 is match.com. It's giving it to...
I guess you have to have an online
dating
site.
Idea of it, probably.
And if they were the first of that.
Yeah.
It's no eHarmony, but...
It's no ChristianSingles.com.
Hey, it's Farmers Only or it's nothing.
J-Date. Farmers Only.
I'm constantly on J-Date.
What's that?
If you can find me at Chaim Putz.
I'm so sheltered.
You don't visit the Jewish dating
site? I
don't.
Jews meet. J-Date.com.
Not Jews.
I'm drawing the line at my accents.
Yeah, there you go. That's as far as you started to do it. I did have one last story that I thought was the perfect combination of our two shows, a little science, a little technology, and a delightful kitten story. So, Mark, grab another mystery Oreo. Everyone,
are they all different?
Settle down.
Is that what you're hoping?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
No, they are all the same. Well, let's check.
They all taste like petroleum byproduct, and he continues to eat them.
I'm standing by my lard. They do taste like lard with a little bit of flavor.
They don't even use real lard anymore.
When we went on the eclipse trip, I got some of the Oreo Thins, which are the best one, the vanilla Oreo Thins.
Mm-hmm. No.
And no, wait, what did I get?
Thin?
How did I get that disappeared? Because you were like, so-and-so brought this. I got home like a week later when it finally sounded good to me, I was like, I had two of these. I was like, Mark, did you eat that? Yes, I ate the entire bag, but I forget what it was.
These are the vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla Thins. Yeah, they're so good.
Oh, it was a little package. It was like the pocket package.
That's right. It's easy. Just
throw leave that within arm's reach of me.
So here's our delightful kitten story.
Oh.
In many ways, Cluck is like any other 10-day-old kitten. She's sweet, adorable, and is learning to crawl around. But the one way she is different, she has life-threatening effects. Yes, she was born without a butthole. Cluck, who was rescued from the Los Angeles streets with her mother and other members of her litter, suffers from a condition called imporphyte anus. That means her urine feces come out of the same hole, according to the veterinarian. This is a sidestep. Oh, I have reach into my bag there. I have the silver. Yeah, I can do a live side step.
Oh, thank you. Little pug cam.
I see it. So yes, I'm gonna do. Mark has no idea what's going on. So I'm gonna do a side step.
What do you want?
The laptop covers. We're blocking the pug cam.
We are blocking.
Just slightly. There we go.
Okay. He couldn't hear. So our side step out of that story was that right after I read the urine and feces come out of the same hole as birds do. The only bird whose urine is separate from its feces is the ostrich. Hmm. All others have the combined, which is why it's white and black at the same time.
I had no idea.
Anyway, So Simon hopes to raise $4,000 in the next week so that Cluck can get the anus she needs to survive. Quote, we would need to first get an MRI to see how extensive the problem is and to see where her intestines connect. She's gaining weight and seems healthy other than not having a butthole, she said.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That vet is like, yes, we do need to do surgery. Yeah, it's and an MRI. Yes, all of this.
All of the tests.
For this 10-day-old kitten that you're so attached to.
And you bought pet insurance? Oh, good.
It's obviously not life-threatening or it'd be dead, right?
It must not.
Just leave it alone. Let it come. Let it just be let its it thing. Be.
Although I think it does have life-threatening effects, it said.
Yeah.
Yes. So the poor kitty, which is named Cluck for some reason.
Well, you know what Grandma used to do.
That name is not.
I think Grandma would have just put it in a gunny sack and thrown it in the river. What?
This is the second time that Google Docs has gone like, I touched it wrong and it went like six. It's like I pressed the back button on my browser like six times and so it just went away.
Mine's working fine.
Oy vey. And I blame Mark. Because he was sitting near me both times that it happened.
You invented Google Docs.
Exactly. Oh, my word. All right. I feel like I'm bringing up the list again. Sorry.
Yeah, how'd you forget the slide whistle?
That was, I know. I have my
Bush League.
My jaw harp in there, too. I think the only other thing I had.
Also known as a Jew's harp.
A Jew's harp. Yes, according to the... Which hastily found out at J-Date.
Wikipedia.
I asked them.
Official musical
I
instrument.
I should post a picture of myself with the ladies.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas are random obscure instruments.
That would be really fun. What can they get? And they do have different sizes of the Jew's harps too, because to get different sounds. Like,
oh,
yeah. So the bigger the
obviously,
arm. Obviously, because when you put together your
bass one,
a contrabass one.
Yeah, when you put together your orchestra, you gotta have
a piece of siding. Your orchestra of the worst instruments in the world. Well, I don't think I had anything else. I have our 27 minutes of dad jokes. So I'll put that up actually as a separate thing you can download for anyone else who wants. But
let's
listen
to each one and discuss.
And we'll just stare at each other. Yes, we'll do it in depth.
Settle in, folks. We got three more hours coming straight at you.
Schedule a 30-minute meeting at the office. All right, guys.
I missed the science.
Let's power
though.
Through this.
Was there science in this?
Was there science in our science podcast?
The kitten,
today?
Yeah. Kitten buttholes. That's right. That's pretty scientific.
How much more scientific can we get than kitten buttholes? Oh, I did have two other things. That's what I had. I had a question for Mark.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I had two questions. One of them I don't have the answer to, but we did. We did one of those things where we recorded a whole episode, but I forgot what we press record
something
like that. Do you remember what episode number that was? I remember what number it was. I don't remember. Do you remember the topic?
No.
Okay. Neither.
So did you re-record it?
We
did
remember
not.
What I had for
you
lunch.
Just let
today?
It go no. into the ether.
We let it go into the ether. I think we might have revisited it off the look as it's written on the one home. But here's my actual question. So we have done 100 episodes. How many times? And this is going to be hard for you because you don't really see the final titles a lot.
Have you talked about
shows.
Kittens?
How many times have
barely
I
newer?
Used I Barely Knew Her in the show title? Out of 100 episodes.
Six.
Good guess. Anyone else want to guess?
I'm going to say two.
You say two. What about you, Nate?
I'm going to go nine.
Nine. I have only done it four times.
Wow.
So I've done it.
I knew at least two or three, and I figured that there were two or three that I forgot.
I did it. Show episode, show number four, which was Nuclear.
I Barely Knew Her.
Number 18, LIDAR.
I
which
Barely
I changed
Knew Her.
To I Barely Knew Her. And then I did. I forget which other ones I did, but not as often as
we'll use
one
the search feature
thing.
On our website and find it.
Search for I Barely Knew Hers. But I also had another thing I wanted to experiment I wanted to do. And I wanted to see what the oldest file on your computers were. What is the file that you have had?
That's legitimate.
Yeah, that's just like something.
Not like just like a system file?
Yeah. Would I just go to all my files and
Dave,
date?
How do we do the.
So what you can do.
Professional.
This is a Mac. So sorry, Windows fans. But if you're just on your desktop and you hit the command.
pro tip.
Your command F, it'll bring up a search window. And it says searching this Mac.
Yeah.
And then I would go to date created. And if it's not there, you can go to other.
Oh, in the drop down menu.
Yeah, wait. But creation date should be there. I think
I had last open date, last modified. Created date. There we go.
And then you can say the created date is
within the last.
Let's say before.
I'm going to use date added instead of date created because if I download a lot of things that other people make and Git repositories and stuff. So I'm using date added.
That's a good way to do it. And I could do a date added within the last 10,000 days.
Oh, I'm doing it.
And then I could just sort them by date added.
You could do with years too.
Yeah. So that is a little pro tip. If you guys ever want to dig into some super file ninja stuff, Command F on your desktop and play around with the search bar criteria. There are all kinds. We talked about this on the podcast one time, but there are all kinds of things. Album, alpha channel, alternatives, altitude, scroll down, city, director, editors. I mean, anything that could be on a movie file, a music file, any of this metadata about anything, there's hundreds and hundreds of options in that search attribute thing. So have you guys...
Actually, I might have to go further. I did 20 years, but just to make sure...
Mine doesn't go back as far because I know I had some stuff I think I just renamed from the late 90s. I think I had two freehand 7 files that I kept around.
Mine's bringing up folders too, so...
I've got some WAV files that say February 18th, 1996.
Wow. Songs?
No, a greeting. So I wonder if their system...
Yeah.
That's weird.
What is it?
Oh, they're old movie... clips like waveforms. I would go to like soundbites.com or whatever and download like funny movie
little thing you can.
So 1996.
Wow.
You know what? I usually when I get a new computer, I just start over again.
Yeah.
My oldest file that I can find, unless I'm doing it wrong, is from March 29th of last year.
That's the oldest one you have?
Yeah.
Wow. So mine is, from 2013, from March 21st, 2013.
You guys are the worst digital hoarders ever.
And I am the best.
I have a file in here that says, well, it's one of the font files, but it says it's from 1992.
Wow.
This might be because I have three fonts. I have two Adobe Garamonds from 96 for some reason, and a Papyrus. Oh, my God. I bet Papyrus back in 1992.
Papyrus. And if you haven't watched the SNL Papyrus video...
Oh.
Do that. It's hilarious.
I also have from 1998 the first web page that I ever built.
Oh,
Nate's
boy.
Fun Times page.
Was it in iWeb? Did you do it in iWeb?
No, this was hand HTML that I did in college. There was a lot of Dukes of Hazzard theme on it.
Radical.
Because
that was in vogue in the
late 90s. Surfing stuff. Surf links. Dukes of Hazzard links.
And he's got a...
How old were you? What year is this?
96.
And how old were you?
I was 18 at the time.
And there's the background of a bunch of like surfers and beach.
We sent out a digital shores. Christmas card in 1997, I think, that we had our own URL to, which nobody knew how to get to because nobody was on the internet. We sent to our grandparents.
Oh boy.
But I have a waveform audio from November 14, 1997, which I believe is Ralph Wiggum, which is...
Sorry,
your ears there.
My mouth tastes like fire.
Exactly. That and a bunch of pictures. I must have put together a brochure because
some
I have a bunch
very
of...
low quality pictures. Picture of me at the Alamo asking where the basement was.
Now, if we went into some photos, I could probably find some old photos.
Well, yeah, I do have.
But they're in the iPhoto library or whatever. So
Daisy
I have,
Duke.
I have over 150 files from 1999. So,
wow.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought that this past week, I wonder what other people's digital hoarding was like. And
I believe I have
do not have that.
Yeah,
I think
I binge and purge. Like I get rid of.
But what if you need it?
I know. I have a trash can by my desk that is a box somebody sent to me when I moved into my house 3 years ago. It's like a box this big, maybe a foot by a foot that I have never taken out because I'm afraid I'm going to need something. And so it's for 2 years, it's been piling right next to my desk because I'm convinced. And I lost those audio files that I was going to put our two theme songs together, and I was going to use just the guy talking.
Oh,
but that I had in like 2 weeks ago. I think I accidentally threw it out, and it's the first time I've needed it because, of course, I threw it out, and that's the only time I need something.
I actually did find some older documents, and it's mainly because I downloaded an entire archive of all of the Macintosh wallpaper, desktop wallpaper, and those go clear. The oldest one there is August 20th, 1998.
Wow.
But that's crazy. I recently downloaded them, but.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah, where technology has gone in 20 years is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, I remember it took 3 days for me to download. Do you remember Troops, which is the parody, the Star Wars parody of Cops? And it was two stormtroopers on Tatooine, and it was the late 90s, and it was this 3-minute, and it was a pretty funny clip, but I remember taking 3 days to download that, and it's like a 2-minute video. I mean, it's nothing, and it was dial-up, and then someone would call, or something would happen, and it would knock you off, and you'd have to start over, and it would be in a teeny little postage stamp size window, and I remember the first time us sitting out on the porch with a wireless connection.
Oh, some classic... Back in the days,
lovers of the stash,
early 2000s. Back when we worked together.
Wait, which one is you?
Agency.
Who am I looking at?
I'm taking the photo, and Nate's not even in this photo.
Oh, okay, I was like,
hey, who? Everybody, look, a picture of no one knows.
I was like, you guys look astonishingly different 20 years ago. It was so much so, yeah. I don't even know who you are.
That was 10 years ago, but I am finding some older ones, as you would expect, yeah. Photos and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't have any gems like Wiggum. Sound files or anything like that.
Yes. Yeah, that must, the first thing I ever downloaded apparently was Ralph Wiggum saying.
I do have a lot of stuff on external hard drives.
Much older.
Yeah.
The proper way to do it.
Yes. Mean. Well, I have this thin light thing and it's only got 256 gigs of
storage.
So
you have to look at the holistic cost.
Oh.
That is true. That is
yes.
True. Even though that applies not at all to that scenario.
When I bought it,
I had to consider the holistic cost.
Nice. Well, anything else anyone want to add? I could just keep talking forever, but I have a feeling everybody has a life to go back to.
No, congratulations, gentlemen.
Yes. And to you.
100. To you guys, yeah, so. Too. We've all did 100 episodes, it's around 100 hours. So how many, if we'd start and listen straight to 100 episodes, how many days that would take to listen to all of our episodes straight?
For both podcasts?
Each.
Oh. Each, 100 hours, four days. Each. 4 days and 4 hours.
That was not as surprising to math people as I had figured. So, you mean 100 divided by 25?
So how many hours in a day?
I was bringing up the calculator. I was like, 100 times 12. I know there's got to be a 12 because there's 12 hours in a day.
I do remember when I was looking up some other conversion things. I was like, I should do 100 hours into minutes, and then realized how easy into minutes that would have been. I was like, okay, I won't shame myself by actually doing
4 days.
So yeah, 4.1 days of a straight. If you ever want to do some sort of sociological experiment,
a week and a half, you could get caught up on both podcasts.
That's
completely
right. It's just that
get
easy.
Current. Yeah. And if you listen at 1.5 speed, that's like 5 days.
Well, I was really upset. That's the one thing. The one thing my shuffle can't do.
The one thing.
If you're looking for anything past iPlay and MP3, then no. But I was listening to that Tommy Wiseau audiobook, and the guy reads it so slow, and it's like 11 hours long, and I just wanted to do double speed, but it could not handle that.
Thrown by your intro when I listen to it in real time. It's
really?
Like,
oh, that's funny.
It feels like
an excruciating 45 seconds long.
Yeah, if I'm not listening at 1.5 speed, I just think everybody's drunk.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, does it pitch voices up, or it just makes it
just compresses
cuts the gaps in between?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I used to talk to Rick Emerson, who had a radio show. I would talk to him about how the delay worked, the live delay, which is just super interesting because when you press that delay for 10 or 15 seconds or whatever, and you listen really careful, you can hear it snipping out like microseconds as it catches up and buffers, like, because they'll have like a 10 minute or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it needs to buffer that time up again. And I don't think anyone's live anymore. So they're, I don't know what they would use a delay for the robot that is programming all of our radio stations. But back when they had people doing radio stuff, you could hear, and like people would call in and say curse words, and then you dump it, and then you would hear all of that buffering back up, which is really weird. And Tom Likas had an amazing dumping system. Like, he could isolate a word from somebody's sentence without losing any of it. And I don't know how in the world that worked. And like, he had a delay, his producer had a delay, and like Stern, all of the affiliates had a delay. So at all of these different points, there's like 30 up to 30 seconds of delay time that is built into this live system.
Why would Howard Stern have a delay?
Apparently some things are, it's all dusty. It's never been used. But yeah, I just remember listening to Likas, because you could never, you can just, somehow his producer was just able to isolate the word through, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Likas. But going forward, on episode 101 for the Mark and Toddcast, we will be going over to the Fun Employment Radio Network, so you can hear our episodes there if you are a subscriber. Or thank you. It'll be very exciting. So, yeah, we do Portland at the Movies, too, which so we just figured we'd fill in that. Most of the other shows are weekly there, and so we thought, well, we'll just do all of our weekly stuff, and then once a month we'll still do our Portland at the Movies like we usually do, but we'll also add the Mark and Toddcast to that. So that will be exciting. I don't know. I should ask Greg if that's okay that we're doing that. Reconfirm, because we were there in person. We're like, we should do that, and we kind of all agreed.
Yeah, let's talk about that sometime.
We'll see. We'll get it done.
Yeah. Fist bumps.
What else do I have? Oh, speaking of Portland at the Movies, we will be doing a live episode on December 2 for the Portland Podcast Festival at the Hawthorne Theater, which tickets are available now. They are $15. There's, I think, 15 or so different podcasts that are going to be doing all live versions of their show. They're about 20 minutes long. So you can go to PortlandPodcastFestival.com to see all the different shows and to buy your tickets. That's through Fun Employment. And so all that will be super fun. They've had parties before. This one will be totally different. So I don't know what to expect or how it's set up, but we will be doing.
I think, how many people come to things like that?
Well,
are we going to be in front of people?
Oh yeah. So the last time Fun Employment they had like their 5-year anniversary party or something like that. And they had that at, I think they had that at the Hawthorne Theater, and it was sold out. So whatever capacity is at Hawthorne Theater. Hmm. So lots. More lots. People than now. So, well,
don't
more listeners
it.
Than we have.
Can we bring the pug?
Yes, we should totally bring a ringer. We just hold up the dog whenever there's. PortlandPodcastFestival.com and FunEmploymentRadio.com. Other than that, what should we listen to on our way out for our 100th? We can. Is Zombo.com going?
Yes, this is Zombo.com. This is ZomboCar, and welcome to you who have come to ZomboCar. Anything is possible.
You still know it. It's like Pavlovian. It's
haven't
like hearing
memorized.
An old song. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, thank you again. Once again, Not Nerd. You can find them at notnerd.com. Subscribe on iTunes and all that. They have a great weekly show. I love listening to it. You guys are great.
Thank you.
But yeah, just really practical, great advice for tech and for products. I'm turning off Zomba.com. Sorry. And all that stuff. So check them out. Check out their Facebook page. Check out PDX Fast Foodie for all of your someone eating fast food in a car video needs.
Yes. It's more popular than you think.
It is a big need.
People love
have.
Watching other people talk about things. In their car, I've noticed.
Yes.
That is a awesome. New trend in technology. So we will see you guys next time. Thank you for everyone who has listened, is listening now, or who has ever listened. It's been awesome. I'm really proud of doing 100 episodes. It's been super fun. Check out all the last episodes at markandtoddcast.com. We will see you guys next time.
This is ZomboCon. Welcome.
So I love being a Buddhist in the Christmas holiday season.
Yes, yes, Mark.
Because what I do is I'll just go under the tree, wrap myself in some gift wrap, and just live in the present. See how that works?
That's terrible.
Did you hear about the tragic news from France? There was a cheese factory that exploded, had an industrial accident. The only thing that was left was debris. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No, I did not.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Oh.
Todd, as you were coming in today, did you see that in the living room I put a black hole on the coffee table?
I did not see that.
I really think it pulls the room together. So this photon checks into a hotel.
Yeah.
And the bellman's like, can I take your luggage? He goes, no, I'm traveling light.
That's awful.
Thank you.
It's like the lichen mushroom joke that I texted you earlier this week about the mushroom I found that I couldn't liken it to anything.
And I looked at the picture and it was going off the edge. And I said, well, it must not have had mushroom.
The Mark and Todd Cast.
Welcome to the Mark and Todd Cast.
So a lady walks into a bar and says, I want a double entendre. So the bartender gave it to her.
Nice. Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you very much. It is my birthday today. And I have a birthday joke.
A birthday joke?
What weapon can you make from the chemicals potassium, nickel, and iron?
I don't know.
Knife.
Do you know how many beer brewmasters it takes to change a light bulb?
How many?
About 30% fewer than a regular bulb.
Good.
Did you hear how the Pope gets paid?
I do not.
Papal. No?
Now, at what point is there a point during the week where you're like, this is the one? This is the one. Nope. I'm going to open with. Or is it like all free form? Is it like,
it's totally free form.
Is it like an Eminem street battle where it's just flowing through
did,
you the
did
second
Did you hear
week?
That the Pope got avian flu? He got it from one of the cardinals?
See, we're going the wrong way on okay. these.
Do you know what you call a fake noodle?
Now, I saw the question. So I've had time to think about it. And I know this is not correct, but my closest thing was set it up again here.
What do you call a fake noodle?
A faux farfalla. It's not a pun, but it's just at least it's alliteration.
It's in the direction.
A faux farfalla.
How about a impasta? So I got a mediocre grade on my boat project in shop class.
You did.
I did.
Well, that's disappointing. What was your mediocre grade in boat shop class?
Well, at least it was seaworthy. Do they come with fruit that they're pelting at me? Do you know how the man in the moon cuts his hair?
How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
He clips it. Did you know that Rick Astley, he was asked recently, he said that he would lend you any of his Pixar titles that you want. We'll accept one. He's never going to give you up. Do you know why a milk stool only has three legs on it?
Why does it only have three legs on it?
Didn't you grow up on a dairy?
I did. I grew up around dairies, yeah. But unfortunately it was not in the 1840s and they did not milk them by stools
the
anymore.
Milk stool? Because the cow has the udder. One.
and that ends.
And that
ends. Even though it says it's 7 seconds long. All right, well.
But, and I think I spoiled the joke, the better joke.
Yes, that was a great one.
As we were in preparing for the tonight, I said, are you a beaver? Because damn.
Oh, no, that was the wrong one. Sorry. Dang it. Shoot. Oh, well.
So do you know what the difference is between a tuna,
a bottle of super glue, and a piano is.
Tuna, a bottle of super glue, and a piano. What is the difference between those?
Yes.
I don't know. What is the difference between those?
Well, you can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
Oh. Wow, apparently Craig is having some sort of seizure. I don't know what's going on there.
Do you know why ants do not get sick?
Why do ants not get sick?
Because they have little antibodies. Do you know what you call a pickle that always has the same routine?
A dill. I don't know. I have no idea.
Typical. Todd, what is...
What is science?
What is science? What is poetry? What is a comedian's least favorite drink?
I don't know.
Booze. I was listening to Donald Trump this weekend, and he said that he's eradicating the Parmesan cheese shakers, and he's only going to, if he's president...
He's going to eradicate Parmesan cheese shakers.
And because he's only going to sell Parmesan in the bricks... He wants to make America great again. I don't know if I told you about this, but this last week, Nick and I both, we had entered a contest for a lifetime supply of skin cream, like Pond's skin cream.
Okay.
He won, and I didn't. But the worst part about it, he keeps rubbing it in.
You know what I like the best, though, about that is how conversation, and I can tell you've been practicing at work, how conversational your intros are.
In my head.
You know, I forgot to mention as you walk into the joke.
You know what E.T. is short for?
Would that be the extraterrestrial?
No, it's because he has tiny little legs.
I don't understand.
What is E.T. short for?
Oh, I see. See?
It's kind of funny. Do you know... when a joke becomes a dad joke?
I think...
It's when it becomes a parent. Okay. I just have to say to the guy... in the wheelchair that stole my camouflage jacket. You can hide, but you can't run. But to that person who stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I just want to say, I will find you. You have my word.
Not like this. Not like this.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Is your television?
Is my refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator running?
Are we at that level already?
Is your refrigerator running?
My refrigerator is running.
Good, because I'll vote for it. You know what they say, Todd. If life gives you melons, you might be dyslexic. Hey, Todd, you know what I heard?
What did you hear, Mark?
I heard that Alex Trebek's job is in jeopardy. I was going to tell you, when I was a teenager, I think I was like 13 years old, my father came to me to tell me that I was adopted.
Okay.
I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, they'll be here in like 2 hours. I know it seems like we're saying this all the time, but there was another shooting. This one happened at the Gap. There were casualties everywhere. Hey, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Did you hear that 19 and 20 were in a fight?
I did not.
21. So an infinite number of mathematicians walk into a bar, and the first one orders a beer, and the second one orders half a beer. The third one orders a quarter of a beer. Fourth one orders an eighth of a beer. Bartender just gets frustrated. He pours 2 beers and says, "All right, everyone, know your limits." Do you know, Todd, what the difference between a hippo and a Zippo is?
The difference between a hippo and a Zippo. I do not, off the top of my head, know what the difference between a hippo and a Zippo is.
Well, a hippo is really heavy, and a Zippo is just a little lighter. Todd, did you hear there was another a gorilla situation out at the Oregon Zoo this time?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this gorilla was taking its feces, lighting it on fire and throwing it at tourists.
Wow.
And then they had to be taken to the hospital for turd debris burns. Okay. Todd, did you hear the big news in technology this last week about Yahoo? Did you hear the shocking news?
I did not hear any shocking news from Yahoo.
You didn't? The big breach and the 500.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought that was the first part of your joke.
Like, well, it kind of was. So you heard the shocking news about...
Should we do that as a rolling start again? That was like a soft opening. Like when they open the nightclub with not officially
this
yet.
This killed at the morning meeting at the office, let me tell you.
All right. Okay.
So all right, here we go. You heard the shocking news about Yahoo this last week.
Huh.
They have 500 million users.
I don't...
So...
See, and then with this...
Okay. So
that doesn't work because I thought of it. That was supposed to be pun-related for the...
Right. So, okay. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Nothing's going on over here.
I can see you look frantic. Do you know what chord a piano would play if you dropped it down a mine shaft?
I do not.
A flat minor. I'm debating on
you're
two
already,
jokes.
You're already laughing at your own dad jokes.
In my head, they're
the competing
mediocre.
Dad jokes.
Right.
There's two jokes wearing cargo pants and... and Old Navy shirts, battling right. It out as to whose lawn is better.
So I watched this documentary on marijuana this last weekend. I really think that all documentaries should be watched that way. So that's number one.
Okay, that one legitimately got me to laugh. Okay.
All right. And the other one was why can the chemist... not smell the farts of the queen?
Why is that?
Noble gases are non-reactive. Hey, Todd, do you know what you do when you see a spaceman?
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
You park your car, man. Did you hear about that daycare right down the street that they had to call the police on?
Oh, I did not.
There was one of the kids. He was... resisting arrest. Todd, I recently discovered that I have a superpower.
You did?
I did. I can cut a log just by looking at it.
How is that?
Well, it's true. I saw it with my own eyes. Do you know which are the strongest days of the week?
No, what are the strongest days of the week?
That would be Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays. So, Todd,
yes.
This egg, bacon, and toast walk into a bar.
Okay.
And the bartender says, come on, guys, we don't serve breakfast here. Do you know why cows have hooves and not feet?
Why?
Because they lactose. Hey, Todd, I've been annoyed this last week. I keep on getting these phone calls from this furniture company. They just keep calling. And I told them all I wanted was this one night stand. This one night stand. Hey, Todd.
Hello, Mark of the Mark and Todd cast.
Did you know that it's interesting, a little math trick, you know that 2 times 10... comes up with the same number as 2 times 11.
How does that happen?
Well, 2 times 10 is 20, and 2 times 11 is 22. 22. One is 20. The other one is 22.
Comma, also.
Todd, I just want to give a rest in peace to all the water that will be squirted out of spray bottles everywhere. You will be missed. Todd, do you know what lies on its back 100 feet in the air?
I do not.
A dead centipede. I'm almost useless as eBay today. I really find eBay useless. I was online yesterday looking for a lighter, and all I found was 77,347 matches. I was searching for a lighter.
Yeah.
But all I got was matches. See? Dr. Giggles, really. So, yeah. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, Mark. How are you?
I realized I didn't really have a joke queued up. I was going to tell you a Yo Mama joke. But, you know, 1,000 that's been done really 1,000 times by 1,000 different people. Just like Yo Mama. Do you know what a rude Frenchman and a ruthless Englishman have in common?
Say that again.
What a rude Frenchman, person from France.
Right.
And a ruthless person from England, what they have in common.
I do not.
No mercy. Hey, Todd, did you happen to hear about the... there's a sea monster that ate this fleet of boats. The boats were carrying tubers. And
tuber. Okay, I won't get distracted with an arm joke here. Okay, tubers.
And, you know, it's not surprising because you can't just eat one potato chip. Got to eat them all. But, Todd, have you... do you know which of the oceans is the most clearly defined?
The something sea.
The specific ocean. So Todd, they at work for my birthday, they bought me an older book. It looks like it's maybe from the 80s for Clean Jokes for Kids, Volume 2.
Okay.
And... this is one of the classics out of that book. What are tropical fishes' favorite food?
I don't know.
Reef fried beans. <That's> They're all that caliber.
That is amazing. I wonder whose like job it was. To either,
I would love that
cultivate job. That list. Like, or
Todd, do you know what you do if you're attacked by a gang of circus performers?
Ooh, what do you do if you get attacked by a group of circus performers?
You go for the jugular, juggler.
I guess it's like super apt that didn't work because as our theme song was playing, my whole computer crashed.
So the Unipiper walks into a bar. And he goes up to the bartender and says, "Hey, I'd like a fruit punch." And the bartender says, "Hey, sir, you know, if you want punch, you need to get in line." Unipiper looks around, and there was no punchline. Do you know what the difference is between a cat and a comma?
I do not know what the difference between a cat and a comma is.
Well, one has claws at the end of the pause, and the other has a pause at the end of a clause. Hey, Todd, do you know what the ceiling fan said to the ceiling?
I do not.
You go, ceiling. I love you. Number one, ceiling. Let's go. Go, ceiling.
Is that the end of the joke?
So today, I'm going to give you 4 jokes, and if you laugh at any of them, I'll be surprised. So today in the show, we're going to be talking about genetic engineering and genetic programming. So I looked up genetic jokes. Here's the top 4.
Okay.
What has 4 poles, 2 plates, a bunch of squiggly stuff, and is purple?
What?
Meiotic grapes.
I guess one would have to have an operating definition of meiotic.
What do you call...
for that to work?
A Drosophila who likes to drink.
What?
A barfly.
You know, I was proud because I knew what a, oh, whatever that.
What did that one okay. Drosophila say to the other Drosophila?
Wait, what did one, what?
What did one Drosophila
okay.
say to the other Drosophila?
What?
Your human is down. How can you better understand genetics in cold weather?
How?
Put your coat on. C-O-D-O-N. Codon. So, neither of us are genetic engineers.
No.
I don't know if you heard in the news about the lady that beat up her husband, beat her husband to death, actually, with with his guitar collection.
I did not. That sounds
horrifying. It was really serious. She went to trial. The judge asked, you know, first offender? She's like, no, started with a Gibson and then a Fender. So Schrodinger's cat walks into a bar, and he doesn't walk into a bar. So do you know what size is the only size of drink that you can get in North Korea?
What size is that?
Supreme liter. So Isabel Pug is with us in the office normally. Did you know that she's learning to become a blacksmith?
Your dog is learning how to become a blacksmith.
Yeah, almost every single day she makes a bolt for the door. Did you know yesterday I went shopping at the Cherries and Microphones store?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I love that place. And I bought a Bing, bought a boom. I bought a Bing and I bought a boom.
So I was recently reading a history book, and it was about the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the Interpretive Center and stuff down here. So it's, you know, local folklore and everything. So, but there was this story about this gunslinger named Terry. And the legend has it that this young man came across Terry while he was traveling along the Oregon Trail. And the young man asked, hey, what's your name? And the guy says, Terry. And the young man, he laughs at him. He says, that's a stupid name. So Terry brought out his gun and shot the man dead. And you could say that this young man died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
So this weekend we went up to kind of the area that I grew up in. And I thought I'd visit my old house and kind of see what's going on. And so I knocked on the door and, you know, said, hey, I, you know, grew up here. Could I take a look around and, you know, check out what's changed and what's different? And they said, go away, and slammed the door in my face. I'm like, my parents could be so rude sometimes.
That was a long walk for that joke.
Thanks. I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was... I was trying to convince her that I could make a car out of pasta, out of spaghetti.
I see.
And I messed it up already. So I was talking to my mom, and I told her that I could make a car out of spaghetti.
Ah, right? Yes.
And you should have seen her face when I drove pasta. So, Todd, I was realizing that I tell a lot of dad jokes, but I'm not a dad.
Right.
Does that make me a faux pas? I know that might
was,
not.
That was terrible, and it got me to laugh. I have to say, that one did get me.
So was that apparent to you?
I'm so ill-prepared.
Can this go any farther? Maybe we've hit a dead end.
Stop. I can't. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mark.
Do you know what you call a noodle that's standing out on a street corner?
I don't know, but go ahead.
Probably a prostitute. So, Todd, I was riding on the bus this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As
I do, going to work. And I was there reading my book.
What's your book about?
It's about audiobooks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's very meta. And somebody tapped me on my shoulder, and I looked around, and there was this little grandma that was there, and she's like, "Hey, Sonny, would you like some nuts? I've got some hazelnuts and some almonds." And I'm like, "Of course." So
very nice of her.
So it was very, very sweet. And so I, you know, was munching on those. And a few minutes later, she tapped on my shoulder again, and she's like, "Would you like some more nuts?" And I'm like, "Oh, sure." And she gave me another little handful of nuts, she went back with her husband and continued on her path, whatever she was doing. And a few minutes later, she tapped on my shoulder again, and she's like, "Would you like some more nuts?" I'm like, "Well, yes, but why don't you eat them yourself?" She's like, "Well, me and my husband, we don't have any teeth." I said, well, why do you buy these then?" "Well, we like the chocolate that's on the outside." that's all I got.
Wow, that was a long walk for a joke.
And not that
and not good. Really a joke, some might argue.
Hey, John.
Yes, Mark.
Thanks for explaining the word many to me.
Okay, you're welcome.
It means a lot. So this sheep, a drum, and a snake.
I like it already.
Fall off a cliff. Ba-doom-ts.